Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer from Triple M Breakfast. This is our podcast for Friday, the 18th of June, and a bloody busy one, Robert.
Oh, I'll tell you what, how about Jay Lenton and the team doing it for the Mark Hughes Foundation on the way from Sydney to Newcastle?
Now, Jay's our local bloke from Tookley. He's a cricketer, plays for the Sydney Thunder in the BBL. And as well as that, speaking about the Mark Hughes Foundation,
he's the big cheese himself.
Mr. Hughes is joining us on our podcast. And what about the other big cheese? Justin Avendano.
Oh, he's got some update for us. He's been kicked out of bed again.
It is like a lazy Susan of cheese on our podcast this morning and today. That's coming up. Hope you enjoy listening to it. And we are crossing now to the streets of the Central Coast. Of course, our former Tookley boy, Jay Lenton, plays for the Sydney Thunder. He's on a walk. The walk arrived in Terrigal last night.
Yep, they've come all the way from NRL headquarters in Sydney. Yeah. They're going to McDonald Jones Stadium. It's for the Mark Hughes Foundation.
Yeah.
Beanies for brain cancer. Yeah. We've got him on the phone right now, midway through his stroll. Jay Lenton, how are you going, mate?
G'day, guys. How are you? Sorry, I'm just dodging traffic. Hold on. There we go. I'm back.
Well, now, where's your exact location, Jay?
Look, exact location. Oh, here we go. We're at Prince Street, Wamberal. We just went past Sal and Co. You're welcome for the plug. Get down there, get your bacon and egg rolls.
Beautiful.
To be honest, mate, it's bloody Pitt Street here at the moment. I can't even get across the road to the group.
You should try doing it on a tandem bicycle.
I've heard about that. Don't worry.
Now, Jay, mate, I saw last night when the Broncos got second, I saw Mark Hughes. He is one of the most, he is the most humble champion blokes there ever is. He was affected with brain cancer and he started the brain cancer research and finding a cure with the Mark Hughes Foundation.
Yeah.
And it's the beanie for brain cancer round.
Who could have known how universally embraced this would be? The NRL really is a family of people that care for each other, aren't they?
Mate, it's incredible. Like, Mark yesterday, I hadn't met Mark before and the majority of the walkers on the walk hadn't, and we sat down at Collaroy, probably 10 to 15 k's in the walk, and just sat in the park, and Mark got us all together in a little circle and just went around one by one and kind of asked why we're here and who we are, and there were some incredible stories. And by the end of the day, by the end of the 62 k's, Mark knew everyone's name, he knew everyone's story. It just shows how good a bloke he is considering what he's got going on this week and all the work that he does.
And he used to get his radiation here on the Central Coast. And Mark would tell a story where he'd get the boys from the Newcastle Knights to drive him. He said it would cost me a fortune because every time they drove him, he had to shout lunch. And they eat like bloody horses. but what he's overcome and what he's done with this cause, and now we're doing this, it's the big three, 150K trek. Who did you start walking with yesterday, Jay? Who was some big names there?
Yeah, there certainly was. So just a quick one on the big three, because I think those guys, they deserve so much credit. It was just a couple of guys, a couple of mates sitting in the lounge room one day and they'd been touched by brain cancer in their soccer club. And they just said, look, what can we do to help out? And they suggested that I'm one of the biggest Knights fans going around, and I didn't even think this was plausible, but they suggested that they walk from Moore Park to a Knights game. I thought, you guys are bloody idiots.
Yeah.
So they've got on board, they've set it all up. Just through word of mouth on social media, they've got all these people going. Yesterday we started with... Well, I'm standing next to Aquila Uarte right now. How are you, Chuck? All good? Yeah, he's all right. He's using a stick to get up the hill.
of course he is.
We've got Billy Peden on the walk. Who else have we got? We've got Todd Lowry. Chris Lawrence is here. Aaron Gorrell's here. Pat Metowdia. Chris Heinington's over the road.
Chris Heinington.
Everywhere.
Oh, CHP. Chrissy, former, won the premierships with the Tigers. He's a local boy, played locally, played for, got the Cronulla Sharks premiership there as well. Oh, big names doing the walk, mate.
Yeah, and then there's the worst Hughes in Daniel Hughes. So I brought another cricketer along with me, and he's been called Mark a couple of times this trip. And it's a couple of the ladies that are on the trip think that he's Mark, and I think he just went by it.
He's just taking it on. He'll be signing autographs.
So Jay.
He was telling everyone about his schedule. Yeah, I've got to go to Penrith tomorrow, and then I've got to go up to Newcastle.
Well, mate, the brilliant thing about this is that, you know, the awareness you guys are raising around Beanies for Brain Cancer and the Mark Hughes Foundation. I guess the real downside is that you're walking all the way to Newcastle to watch them get swamped by the Warriors.
Now, come on. Like, at least under 12 points. I won't do that 35 and a half starter, whatever I just heard.
What a farce.
And I lost 10 bucks, Jay. Hey, mate, listen, thanks very much for ringing this morning. As you're going through Wombe, so you'll be going up the Coast Road. If you see the boys, give them a toot. I know that the fundraiser was hoping to go about 100,000. I tell you, it was pretty close. All you got to do is just log on to the Big Three. Just Google that, the Big Three 150K Trek, and you can donate to the Mark Hughes Foundation. Jay Lenton from Tuke. Mate, where are you living now? You're still in Tookley?
No. So I'm down in Sydney. Obviously, cricket was pretty fortunate for me, and I got to move down to the Manly area. So I still live off the 97 grand final down there. Even though I was seven, I still tell everyone I'm seven. So
that'll do.
I'll be Manly.
That'll do.
All right, mate. We'll catch up at the Ari at Tookley one day, mate.
All right. Sounds like a great idea. Thanks, guys. Go out there and grab your beanies. Thank you.
Jay Linton.
Yeah, he is from the Sydney Thunder, a former local boy doing the Big Three walk today.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, here he is, the main man, BBL champion, cricketing legend. Two times over, you won that BBL championship, didn't you, for the Sydney Sixers, Just?
I carried the drinks real nicely, those championships.
Don't say that.
You're in my photo.
Yeah, you carried the drinks in your right son, front centre of that
photo. I made sure I did. Took off the vest and everyone thought I was in my playing kit.
And got that medallion. How good is that? And he's our terrible boy. Mate, what a week in sport.
Yeah, it's all happening. So this morning, I'm glad I come here this morning because I got kicked out of my room because I turned on the golf at 4 a.m. It's the US Open, so it's one of the biggest championships of the year. It's the third major. And it's really good to be back on.
You've got to get one of those producers' nets that they put over screens to cover all the light so that it doesn't get out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you'd make TV shows, the producer, they stick their head into like a barrel. And it means that all the light and the sound would be in the headphones, so you wouldn't disturb anyone.
Well, I just got to get her an eye mask. That's trouble solved. Or she keeps getting me, she's telling me to get a smart TV so I can put my headphones into the TV. But we got a $20 TV in the room. So and it's loud. It vibrates when it turns on. So she wakes up when it turns on.
And you're only a month into the marriage.
Yeah,
month
it's going well.
Good morning, Zoe. What about, mate, also the World Test Championship, as you said, for cricket, is that coming up as soon?
Yeah, so it starts tonight. As you were just saying off air, that there is a lot of cricket on.
Too much cricket.
I totally forgot it was on. Now, this is like the World Cup of Test cricket. So it's been all Test countries throughout the world have been trying to qualify for this event. And finally, India and New Zealand have qualified for the final. It starts at Lord's tonight, I believe. So it's going to be an amazing match. New Zealand have just had an incredible run of finals. They've made the T20 final, they made the one-day final, and they've come up short both times. So hopefully the Test Championship
is it
well.
That one sport gets three World Cups?
Yeah, we have it pretty good. So,
that's right.
But hopefully New Zealand can come away with a win. They're our local rivals, but we want to see them do well.
And, mate, did you watch the fight between Gallen and Ooni yesterday?
I did, and you guys got the invite out. We were out at 7 o'clock at a work event, and I said, come on, guys, I need your support here. And you guys bailed on me, so apparently you've got to do a radio show at 5 a.m. apparently. But
we do get up at 3:30.
I'll tell you what, I think Paul Gallen, I think he might have got a few Queensland supporters the other night. The effort he showed, and I don't know how he stood up through the whole fight. He was 10 rounds, copping an absolute beating. So congrats to him. I think he showed himself a lot of things, good things there.
I reckon Hooney let him stand up. Took him to pieces in two rounds and then went, all right, I'm going to let you dance for another seven before I knock you down in the tenth.
He's more of a conspiracy theorist than I am. He is when it comes to boxing. But Gal apparently had a broken rib as well.
Yeah, second or third round, he got punched in the ribs. He got belted the whole round, so he could have broken that rib at any point. So I'm not surprised. I think he said he's got cartilage damage. So it's not a broken rib, but it's still bloody bad.
Not even broken. Now.
Cody Simpson didn't make the Australian Olympic team this time.
No, so he was... now, this is a funny story. So Cody Simpson, for people who don't know, he's a pop star. He was dating Miley Cyrus. He's living in LA, and he's had this dream to qualify for the Olympics. He's an Aussie boy, and he's just missed out on the trials in the 100 metres butterfly. But his goal was to get to the 2024 Olympics, which I think is in Paris. So he's still got another couple years to go. But
so
he's determined.
He's not like a kid who's been swimming since he was two. He's just decided to take it up.
He was swimming earlier on, and he's just dedicated himself. He's had about 8 years off or whatever it was. And then he knew a lot of the swimmers. And Grant Hackett and Ian Thorpe come out and said They've never seen anyone train harder in the last 12 months than what he has. And he was shocked himself when he actually got the chance to qualify for these swim trials. So,
aren't they superstars, the swimmers in Australia?
South were in second gear and won 46-0. Doesn't get better for the Brisbane Broncos. That is their 11th defeat of the season.
Do you watch the NRL?
Paddy, you must hate Friday mornings.
You know what? why is it that the Broncos have every Thursday night bloody game and I got to come in here and listen to this garbage?
Broncos have more Thursday night matches than anyone.
Every Thursday night I'm trying to write out what I'm going to talk about and I just can't wait to sledge Paddy because the Broncos just keep losing. So it makes my Friday morning a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, Juss, it's an absolute pleasure to have you in every Friday, Justin Avendano. Thanks for coming in, and mate, we will see you next Friday, hey?
Can't wait. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Justin Avendano, BBL champion. All right, okay, he carried the drinks. That doesn't matter. That does not matter for the Sydney Sixers.
I'm quite happy to spend the weekend indoors.
Well, I hope you do some more sit-ups. Holy jeez, butterball.
I'm working on it.
Because you started them the other day. How many a day?
Because it's Men's Health Week, I needed 45 a day, because there's 45 diagnoses of prostate cancer every day.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? That is unbelievable.
So 45 a day for a week, I can manage that.
It is Men's Health Week. And to find out more from Gotcha for Life, we have got the very own Mr. Gus Wallen, who's an absolute legend. G'day, Gussie.
Hey, Gus.
G'day, boys. Great to talk to you again. I hope you're well.
Mate, you too, buddy. Hey, Gussie, what's that new ad I'm seeing you on TV?
Optiman. Optiman has been a big part of my weight loss journey. I finished up on Triple M Brekkie Radio 148-ish. Maybe a touch over because I didn't go. I didn't jump on the scale the last week or two because I was worried about getting to the one big 150. But I'm now down 118, and Optiman's just been great for me to just when I'm a busy sort of lifestyle, just to grab the powder, chuck it in the shake holder, and then just top it up with water.
30k drop,
mate. Now I've been seriously thinking, okay, I need to do something about the radio gut that I'm developing, do the shakes actually take away the hunger? Like, do you feel yourself hungry a lot, or is it? Well, how's it work?
Well, basically, it does take away the hunger. So that's the thing. It sort of gives you that full feeling. So for me, you know, I just eat when I'm hungry, and I always seem to be hungry. I always seem to go for the wrong things as well. And if I drive past the bakery, I tend to put a kilo on. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
You've been doing it now for a couple of years, brother. So I did it. I put weight on consistently for about 10 years, but when I really decided to put my mind to it, I actually got rid of 35 kilos twice, and this time I'm 117 now, so I'm about 30 odd down, and it's just nice in our busy lives to have that just in our
mate, you know? you're a dancing weight.
My wife would disagree.
Gussie, right. They will be using one Gus Wallen as the body double for Chris Hemsworth very, very soon, I reckon.
That's right. I'm a while away from him, big fella, but don't worry, I'm just a bit healthier, you know. I don't think I'm ever going to be, you know, that sort of skinny guy ever, and I don't want to be because I quite like being a bigger unit, but I'm just healthier now, and my doctor tells me my cholesterol's better, my blood pressure's better, and I just got to start looking after ourselves a bit better than we are, you know?
And it's really important for Men's Health Week, mate, isn't it?
Oh, look, I know we should be focusing on mental health and our physical health every single day, but we get busy, don't we? So it's about focusing on one week and going, okay, are we doing enough physically and mentally to keep ourselves being fit? And you blokes are knockabout blokes. You'd have so many listeners there on Triple M as I did in Sydney, we just need a reminder every now and again just to look after ourselves both mentally and physically. And it's not that hard. It's just a matter of putting it in the diary and making sure you do it. Get your checkups. And also, more importantly for me, I reckon, is just checking in with your mates and making sure they're okay and making it okay for them to talk to you about stuff that's a little bit awkward at times and it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable. But if you can talk to your best mate about how you truly feel, you know, amongst your on your melon, then who can you talk to?
Yeah, and you don't have to do these things in one big go either, Gussie. You can ask a small question here or there and work your way into it. You don't have to dive in and have a D&M for 3 hours with a best mate. These are things you take one step at a time, and gradually, as you say, your mental fitness improves and your health improves.
And you know, the thing about it, Rob, is that if you show a bit of vulnerability yourself to a friend, it just builds a safe place for them to be able to talk to you. So sort of leadership through vulnerability and being a little bit vulnerable yourself might be the go, especially blokes like you. People would look at you and say, look at you blokes on the radio, you're doing breakfast radio, you blokes are flying. If you show some vulnerability, then people go, God, if they're so-called flying in inverted commas and they're talking about their emotions and talking about how they feel, then maybe that gives me permission to talk about how I feel, because I think too many of us worry alone and we worry in our own thoughts way too much. So the key is to have people like you guys, leaders, talking about your own feelings and own vulnerability, and that allows and gives permission to everyone else to step up.
Bloody good point, mate.
Nice one.
It is Men's Health Week, about showing the Australian community the state of male health in all its forms for every week in June. Mate, you're a great man, Gus. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, look, always a pleasure to talk to you, mate. You keep doing it. Keep on.
And you know what, though, Gussie? Rob won't allow me, though, to talk about my skin tag because it's down on my upper leg.
He's got this thing out for me a couple of times, Gus. And I know that you're talking about getting up close and personal with your mates, but attaching or detaching his skin tag is where I draw the line.
Yeah, I reckon there's a line in the sand there, brother. No doubt about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gussie. Robert, last night during that disgraceful game where my side, the Broncos...
South were in second gear and won 46-0. Oh. It wasn't better for the Brisbane Broncos. That is their 11th defeat of the season.
Yeah. While I'm at it, Dave from Wombe just texted in. He said, congrats to Paddy. The Broncos have kept a team under 50. It's not bad.
Well, at halftime, the team in the footy crossed to Mark Hughes. He was at Crown Plaza at Terrigal. He joins us this morning. G'day, Marky.
Hughesy.
G'day, guys. Well, I tell you what, I was a shell of a man. I don't know if it came across on the telly, but I just walked 65Ks. I was smashed. My calves, everything. It was a huge day yesterday.
Mark, that is one heck of a heck of a go. I can't walk five without getting my knees sore.
But it was for a good cause, though, mate.
Well, this charity stuff can be tough business sometimes, fellas, and yesterday was tough, I'll tell you.
Because
but, you know, they're walking all the way to Newcastle. Now, I've tapped out today. I've got other commitments. But there's 28. We left headquarters at NRL at 6 a.m. yesterday. We got into Terrigal about 8 or 9 o'clock last night.
Wow.
Now, they're marching on again today, and they'll end up at Swansea. And then Saturday, they'll end up walking into the stadium when the Knights are playing the Warriors. What a crew. 28 of them. They're raising money. They're looking for support. If anyone wants to get behind their efforts, jump on the Mark Hughes Foundation website and go to events. And they call themselves the Big Three. That's an amazing group.
And, mate, of course, we saw all the players last night, all the crew from Nine. It's Beanie for Brain Cancer Round, which you were one of the founders, mate. This is just going from strength to strength, Mark.
Everywhere I look, there's support. You know, it's just a huge week. And I'm just so grateful for that. You know, the whole rugby league community, the whole community just get behind this now. And I'm very proud. And it's allowing us to accelerate what we're doing. And because at the end of the day, we're looking for a cure for brain cancer. And it's going to be a tough nut to crack. But we're heading in a way that we're going to do it.
Yeah. Because, Mikey, I was telling Rob earlier on today, you used to come to Gosford because you're a Newcastle boy and used to come to Gosford for the radiation clinic to get your treatment.
Yeah, so they did a wonderful job there at the Gosford Cancer Clinic. Now, I was there 33 sessions and, yeah, they did a great job. I will be going there for a beanie morning in a few weeks. So, yeah, I'll never forget the great treatment that I got there.
Yeah. I mean, you always seem to have a smile on your face, Mark, but, I mean, I know this must take a huge personal toll on you. How are you feeling?
Look, it does get rugged. Like, I'm doing a lot of chatting, and, you're talking about some dark memories at times. So I've got to look after myself as well and make sure I don't overdo it. But it's just a week where I sort of roll the sleeves up. I do the chatting, I do the appearances, I'm heading to Penrith tonight, and how can I not, like, the support? So if I ever feel a bit down, I just think about what's going on with this, and I think, wow, if people can be going to this effort, I can keep going. So, yeah, it's been brilliant.
Mate,
yeah.
How much money have you raised since Beanie for Brain Cancer Round? How much money have you guys raised?
This is our fifth Beanie for Brain Cancer Round, and we've raised $11 million. We've sold over 600,000 beanies. And since we started, the foundation's raised $20 million. So look, this is serious stuff, and we're doing some serious work here, and we've just committed $7.5 million over the next 5 years to a huge project at the Newcastle University, where we're going to headhunt the best in brain cancer research from around the world. They're going to set up in Newcastle, and we're going to set a team up around him or her, and then we're going to accelerate. Because you want the best. If you want to win premierships, you get the best players, don't you? And I need a cure, and we need the best there because they make people around them better, and that's what we need.
That's wow. extraordinary. Wow. It just goes to show, I mean, the reach of the Mark Hughes Foundation and Beanie for Brain Cancer Day, but also the reach of the rugby league, the NRL in this country. It's such a super family.
Oh, it's a bit like, you know, rugby league can cop, a bad thing at times. Well, this is a rugby league charity, and the support that we get and the work we do is rugby league. And I just constantly blown away from the interest by the media, by the fans, by the coaches, by the players, by the referees, everyone. This is a weekend where everyone agrees on something,
yep.
and that is that they want to help with brain cancer, and that's a wonderful thing.
South were in second gear and you won 46-0.
That was for Mark.
Doesn't get better for the Brisbane Broncos. That is their 11th defeat of the season.
Just a final cheer up, you know, for the morning.
Can I say this? Sportsbet donating $1,000 for every try scored over the weekend, so I really need to maybe ring the Broncos and thank them for their efforts last night.
Oh, mate.
Good. What do you get from the Broncos? Nothing. A donut, a big fat egg.
No, it's the tries they let in.
Yeah, no, I've got to thank them for that.
Oh, yes!
Letting them try. And I'm sending out a plea to all coaches to please encourage free-flowing running rugby league this weekend. We don't want tackles.
Yeah, that's right. So we want Nathan, some hands-on-heads defence.
Yeah, Nathan Brown.
Shoulder pads in the bin.
Nathan Brown, coach of the New Zealand Central Coast Warriors. As many tries let through as possible, the Newcastle Knights will do the same.
That's right. Tackle-free weekend.
Yeezy.
I'm happy with like 60 to 45 ball line.
Okay, we like it.
Well, that's what South did last night. Yeezy, thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M mm-hmm. and family to bulk mm-hmm. up the numbers,
yeah.
download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast mm-hmm. with Paddy and Rob Palmer,
you are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.